Hello. Oh wow, just great. Start one of your audios by coughing. It was 2 seconds in. My voice is super hella fucked up. I have a really, really shitty cold. Okay, I'm just gonna go fuck you guys. I have a really shitty cold, and it's not even a cold at this point. I feel like it's just the world, the universe trolling me. Because, like, my voice had already gotten better, and then now it's just, I'm back to sounding like I have emphysema. No offense to anybody that has emphysema. I'm pretty sure it's a very dark illness. Also, I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm on my car today. So I don't know if it sounds different. You guys, you know what I think is so gay? That's not politically correct. I'm sorry. You guys know what I think is so lame? People that have baby on board stickers on their car. Why? Do you think that someone is planning to hit you? Like, what is the purpose of that sticker there? Like, do you think that there's someone that has, like, predetermined plans to hit you, and then they're gonna see that little sticker and they're gonna be like, oh, baby on board, I won't hit this person? I don't understand. You, like, or you would just want to show up that you have a child. Congratulations, you have responsibility for the rest of your life. That's, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry if any of you guys have children. Actually, I'm not. I'm pretty sure you're hashtag blessed because you have children. And yeah. I'm sorry, my voice is awful and I keep coughing. So I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to have a job by the end of this month. And I've been low-key kind of like losing my shit about it, because I've just been really stressed out because of work, and I just have all this stuff going on, and I've just been really overwhelmed, and that's why I haven't really been like super like active. And so I'm sorry about that. I don't know if you guys still listen to my stuff. And that girl wasn't wearing her seatbelt. Anyway, yeah, that's why I haven't really been around. So I've just been like really bummed. I don't know, like, not bummed, but like, just like stressed. Like, this is gonna sound really stupid, and it's really stupid, but failure is not something that I'm super familiar with. I had a really tough upbringing, and even like my teenagers were shitty as fuck, because when I was a kid, I took on a lot of stuff from my parents, and I took over raising my sibling, and just because, not even because my parents like expected me to, but because I just decided from a really young age that I was never gonna let the world break my brother the way that it tried to break me. Just great. Don't put your blinker on, you fucking moron. I like how you guys can tell that it's still me, because I'm still road raging the fuck out on people. But so I don't know. I took on a lot of the stuff, and from a very young age, you know, I was born and raised in East LA. Like, when you're a kid from East LA, people don't give a fuck. Like, because you're just a kid from East LA. And so from a very young age, I just told myself, like, I remember I used to hear, like, children of parents who were divorced are crazy, like, are likely to have, like, issues, like, or something. And I was just determined since I was really young that I wasn't gonna let anybody know or tell that my parents' mistakes had an effect on me. And so I took on a lot, and I raised my brother, and I don't regret that. But I've always been really focused and determined, and I'm very ambitious. And so failing at things is not, like, even if I don't enjoy something, I will literally kill myself trying to conquer it or make it into a success, because I don't like giving up on things. Or why are you looking at me? Don't look at me. Oh my God, this little boy's looking at me. He's still looking at me. my God, he just made eye contact with me. There's this, like, little boy next to the car. He's, like, 10 or something. Why are you looking? Anyway, so I'm just going to look away and just talk about what I was talking about. Anyway, so from a very young age, like, I would rather, like, I if you tell me I can't do something, like, I'm going to fucking do it. Even if I don't want to do it. Like, I remember one time when I was in high school, I was like, you're not going to cut me off, you stupid idiot. One time when I was in high school, I had, like, failed a class or something, and I don't remember what exactly it was that I did, but I was, like, I was a 10th grader, and I was, they called my dad, which is weird, because I didn't talk to my dad for a really long time, but they ended up calling my dad, and to tell him that I, like, wasn't doing good or whatever, and I remember I talked to my dad about it, my dad was like, okay, that's not what my dad said, this person just cut me off, my dad, like, when he talked to me about it, he was like, why are you failing? And I was like, I just don't, like, I try to come up with an excuse. I think I said, like, I don't understand the material or stupid shit. Like, it's too hard for me. And my dad was like, you can try to bullshit your teacher and you can try to bullshit your mom into thinking that you don't understand the material and it's too hard for you. He's like, but I remember when you were a little kid. He's like, you know those, like, games where you have those cards and you turn them upside down, like, face down, and then you start flipping them. Each one gets a turn, and you have to put them in pairs. He's like, when you were a kid, he's like, we would play that. He's like, and I would play with you so much because I was in awe that you were beating me. Like, I guess, like, my dad says that I would memorize where every card was, so I would always win. And he's like, so you can sit there and tell people, like, I don't understand the material, like, it's too hard for me, the teachers aren't good enough. He's like, but you're not gonna fucking fuck, like, you're not gonna fucking, like, joke around, like, you're not gonna, you know, like, fool me, because I know that you're smart. He's like, and the reason that you're not succeeding in this class or in classes is because you're slacking off, and I know it has a lot to do with what happened when you were younger. And so after that happened, like, my mom would tell me that I wasn't going to amount to anything. And I always carried that my dad told me with me. Cause I was like, oh my God, like, I'm smart, I can do this. And so, yeah, I don't know why I'm about to start crying, but failure is not something that I'm familiar with, which sounds so dumb. Everything that I set my mind to, I do. Even if it's hard for me, like, I will literally go down swinging till I fucking do it. And I've fought for everything that I have in my life, and I've, like, carried my family through, like, the hardest stuff. And so the fact that, like, you know, I've done so much and I've conquered so much and this job is breaking me, like, it makes me feel really dumb, and it makes me feel really, like, embarrassed of myself. And I shouldn't. I mean, sometimes jobs just don't work out. And the other day I was talking to my best friend, and she told me, like, cause she called me when I was at work, and then I called her back when I got off of work, and then she was like, were you at work? I was like, yeah, I just got off. And she's like, how was it? And I was like, it fucking sucked. Today was terrible. And she was like, dude, like, you're not supposed to, not every day is supposed to be a bad day. At some point when every day of work is a bad day, it's a bad job. Like, it's not you, it's a job. And if it's fucking with you that much, like, if every single day that you're there is a bad day, then maybe you shouldn't be doing that. Like, maybe you should do something better with your time. And I was like, yeah, you're right. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to, like, get another job and then just, like, be like, people know at my current job that place fucking beat me, like, they won, you know. So I don't know what I'm gonna do, and I'm already looking for another job, but I have a feeling that I'm not gonna make it past this month with my job. Like, and I was really, really upset about it. Like, the other day I was, like, crying for hours, Because I just felt so dumb and I felt like a failure and I was embarrassed of myself and I was really ashamed and I don't know. I just, you know, somebody told me recently, like, you know, like losing a job or fucking quitting is not something bad. I mean, yeah, it sucks, you know, that you have to start over, but it's like another opportunity to start over, to find something that you're happy about or find somewhere that you're excited to be. And so that's exciting, I guess, if that's kind of like the way I'm looking at it now. But it just sucks. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about my job. That was deep. So yeah, that's why I haven't really been about around. Like, I've just been like really bummed out and stressed, and just my job is ruining my life. This street is awful. I don't understand why they don't fix it. Anyway, so yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen the news. I don't know if Trump did declare the national emergency or not. Just a fucking moron. I don't understand that. Like, just say, like, I made a mistake. I'm not going to be able to meet the prom. I mean, it's not that bad, Trump. Like, it's all right. I grew up with a dad who constantly made promises and never came through for them. And look, we're fine, you know? Like, what's the point? I don't get it. And there's one of my coworkers, this lady who works for me, she, like, the other day was like, she goes, I don't know. All I'm saying is all other countries have walls around them. And I was like, no, you're just a racist. I didn't say that, though. I was like, I told her, I'm like, I'm not in any position to talk about the wall. And she's like, why not? Why? And I was like, because if I lived in this day and age, I would be one of those kids that is living in one of those camps, because my parents are both Mexican. And she's like, yeah, but your parents are legal now, right? Like, that's what she asked me. And then I said, yes, they are, but it doesn't change the fact that they came illegally. It doesn't change the fact that my parents were immigrants. So don't try to make me feel better by saying, like, oh, yeah, your parents are legal now. Like, the fuck does that have to do with anything? It doesn't change the fact that I'm a child of immigrants. I have that backpack. Anyway, this girl. I almost ran a girl over, guys. Just kidding. No, I didn't. Oh, shit. Okay, this is the whole point, the whole purpose of my fucking audio today. I need to pick a giveaway winner. I still haven't done it. I keep forgetting, and I don't know why. I'm just a mess. But yeah, I have to pick a giveaway winner, and that's exciting, I guess. I still don't know. And you guys want to know why I haven't really picked one? Because I'm like a tiny bit away from hitting 3,500 followers. And I was thinking, like, oh, when I get to 3,500 followers, like, I'm going to pick two people. From everyone that actually entered, because there was a lot of entries. So I'm probably going to do that, but that's why I haven't picked. But if it, like, I don't post anything soon, like, I'm just going to fucking pick a winner. And I don't know what else I need to talk about. Like, I have anything I need to talk about. Oh, I'm so stressed. Oh my God. Yesterday I had to take an Uber from work to my house, and I got in the car, and like the Uber driver was like super weird. Not weird, but he was like hitting on me. So he was like, you're a very beautiful girl. And I was like, thank you. And like, it was just on my phone. And then he goes, oh, you even have dimples. You have a beautiful smile. My God, you have baby skin. You're not wearing any makeup, are you? And I was like, no, I'm not. He's like, yeah, you have beautiful skin. And oh my God, you have dimples. And I was like, okay, the fuck? I didn't say that. I was like, okay, thanks. And then he was like, do you have a Valentine? And I was like, no, I don't. And then he's like, oh, well, why not? And then I was like, yeah, I do have a Valentine. And then he was like, oh, well, and he was just like weird. And then, like, at one point, I was looking out the window, and I seriously contemplated throwing myself out the door. I was like, if I open this door right now and throw myself out of this car, I hope my phone survives so I can leave him a review on Uber and be like, weird, please stop. I don't know. That's a lie. He was actually really sweet, but I feel like I'm just weird about compliments. Like, I remember one time I was at like a grocery store and I had a bow in my hair. Like, I had my hair up in like a half ponytail, like a messy half ponytail, and I had like a bow in the back because I like thought I was like kawaii or something because I'm an idiot. And so like this man came up to me and he was like, I just saw the most beautiful girl. And I was like, what? He's like, I just saw the most beautiful girl. And I was like, okay. And he goes, she had a bow in her hair. And then I said, what? And he's like, she had a bow in her hair. And I was like, okay. And he goes, you have a bow in your hair. And then I like realized that he was telling me that I was the most beautiful girl. And I was like, oh, ha, ha. And I just like walked away. Like, I didn't know what to do. And even when like I met my most recent ex, whose birthday it is today, by the way. He told me the first time we met, he told me that he had a nice smile. And I looked at him and I smiled and then I stopped. I didn't smile. Like, I opened my mouth and smiled and I thought, oh my God, he just said, have a nice smile. And then I like stopped smiling and then I turned around and walked away. And then like after that, I saw him again and he was like, can I approach you now? And I was like, I'm very sorry. I'm a weirdo. But yeah. What is this? Prescription information. Anyway, what the fuck is this? Anyway, I'm in my mom's car today, which is weird. She has a bunch of random shit in her car. Marc Jacobs, what the fuck is that doing in the car? I don't know. sorry, I coughed. Anyway. Yeah, I have to pick a giveaway winner. I also added, like, more songs to, like, my stupid fucking playlist on Spotify. And I'm probably gonna add even more on there. I'm hoping. I don't know. Maybe. I actually was talking really California just there. For reasons. Where'd you guys have, like, that's how I talked in my audios. I came up on my audios and I was like, oh my God, I'm so turned on. I'm totally playing with myself. Would you guys listen to my audios or would you just be like, fuck, this girl sounds like a moron? did you guys ever read? You guys want to know something funny? When I was a kid, I was really, really obsessed with, like, the Babysitter's Club books. I don't know why I told you guys that. That's weird. I don't know why I told you guys that. My mom outside her house, she has like this fake snake. People think it's real and it's the funniest thing in the world. What else can we talk about? Oh my God. Oh, I've been working on my calligraphy, but like now I'm not even following the book that I like bought for calligraphy. Why did I say like that? For calligraphy, I've just been like, I think I've gotten pretty good at like my own lettering, so I've just been like freehanding. It's not very good. I'll write something for you guys. It's not very good, but that's what I got. And I need to buy a new Tombow like marker brush pen, because when I have two of them, one that's like very soft and I have one that's harder, that's firmer. And the firmer one, it sounds like I'm talking about fucking tofu. If you guys can't tell, I drink coffee today. That's why I'm so everywhere. Yesterday I was at work. Okay, I'm just gonna finish talking about what I was talking about. And like, yeah, and so I have like a soft one and a tough one, like a firmer one. And the firmer one I've been using because it's a lot easier to control. And I'm already running out of it, so I'm gonna have to buy another one. And yesterday I was at work and I bought a Monster in the morning when I got to work, and then I couldn't get anything to drink at work because the stupid machine didn't take my debit card. So I called my coworker. She went out for lunch and I was like, hey, can you get me something to drink? She was like, from where? I was like, I don't care. And she was like, let me get coffee. Do you want something? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. She was like, what do you want? And I was like, I don't really drink coffee. I'm not really a fan of it. And so I was like, I don't care. Just get me whatever. And so this bitch got me a double espresso. And so yesterday I was like all over the place. Like, I was super hyper. And today, it's the same thing. I actually thought I liked it yesterday, so she bought me a coffee. And I had already drank a Coke before that. And so I'm pretty hyper, and I have nothing to do with my life because I have no life, and I'm old, and I'm going to die alone. That got really deep. But, like, everybody dies alone, you know? I have these really stupid requests that I've told my parents that I want them to do for my funeral. Like, I once told my dad that I wanted him to cremate me and then take me to a Kanye West concert, but that he had to make sure that I was at a venue where there was, like, breeze, and that I wanted him to be really up close. So, and then he could let me go. And then, like, I wanted him so close by the stage that, like, the breeze made my ashes go in Kanye West's mouth. And then I could, you know, die knowing that Kanye West ate my ass. I told my dad that one time, and my dad was like, why? I'm like, wait, what? He's like, why do you say things like that? I'm like, because they're funny. And then another time I told my parents that I wanted them to make me a suit of Mentos and then fill my casket with Diet Coke. So, like, when they're at my, like, at the funeral home, like, it starts exploding, and then I, like, come, like, it explodes, the casket explodes, and then I come, like, sliding out of the casket like a firework on 4th of July. It's another one of my requests that I gave my parents. I've told my brother to promise me he's going to put me in a hot Cheeto bag, like, and just, like, seal me and just have me. These are so stupid. I asked my family to have... to fill my casket with sweet tea. What's another one that I have? I'm just, like, on a roll right now. Oh, I asked my mom to put me in all the food, like, put my ashes in all the food that they serve at, like, my get-together, like, after my funeral. Like, people think that I'm in the casket, but I'm not, because they cremated me, and my mom put me in all the food. And then they're, like, eating, right, after they went to my funeral, and then my mom's like, surprise, she's in all the food. And my mom was like, I'm never doing that. I also asked my mom to make me into guac. What did I say one time? I told my cousin. Oh, so my cousin, one time, I have this cousin who's a chef, and he, every year for Thanksgiving, makes me pumpkin cheesecake, because it's dope as fuck, and it's super yummy. And my cousin was visiting me, and she was staying with me, and she fucking finished my pumpkin cheesecake, and I was fucking furious. And it was the first year that I was hosting Thanksgiving on my own, living by myself, and, like, owning my own place. And so I told her, I was like, I hope you know that when I die. She's like, what? And my family all knows about, like, my stupid request, so she knew I was gonna say something stupid. And I was like, I just want you to know that the day that I die, you guys are gonna open up my casket, and I'm gonna be holding a pumpkin cheesecake, and I want you all to know that I died so petty that I was buried with a pumpkin cheesecake so nobody else could have some. And my cousin was like, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. So I've come up with all these stupid requests. The stupidest shit in the world. I fucking hate Ozuna's voice so much. Anyway, I think I'm just gonna leave it at that. And I need to pick my giveaway winner. I've been really sad. Send me memes, please. Make me feel better. Cheer me up. I don't know. I don't know what else to say, so I'm just gonna save you guys the annoyance and just go. The These fucking birds. They're so loud. Anyway, all right. Well, yeah, so there might be not their audio maybe within the next week. I'm going to choose a giveaway winner. Unless I hit 3,500, then I'll pick two. Please make good choices. And I always try to give you guys, like, good advice. I don't know if you guys have done your taxes yet. I haven't done my taxes, and I don't know why I haven't done them. And, yeah, anyway, I gotta go. I hope you guys are great. I hope if you're listening to this, sorry for wasting your time. And, yeah, catch you later, masturbators.